Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physical therapist in private practice, but I will tell you, I've got my brother who's a detective, and he also trains canine. He's hooked on it now. We go to the gym all the time. We're very active. Once you get started, you're going to notice a tremendous difference in your energy level, your diet. You're going to want to eat better. It's incredible, and I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I notice that there's always a group of my friends who always criticize what I'm saying and not even try to understand where I'm coming from. I've always wondered how to deal with that. I mean, I want to listen to what they're saying, but they're not understanding what I'm... They're not trying to listen to what I'm saying. So what would you do in that situation?
I'm going to answer that. There's a line in the New Testament that's relevant to that. Do not cast pearls before swine. And what that means is that if people are not listening to you, stop talking to them. That is the best piece of advice that I can give you. And what happens is that if you stop talking to people who aren't listening to you and start watching them instead, they will tell you what they're up to. But so if you have things to say, say them, but you find people that will listen, talk to them. The ones who aren't listening, pull back, because you're devaluing what you have to say by offering it to an audience that does nothing but reject it.
Jordan Peterson. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Excellent. What did you think about that clip? Good advice, bad advice?
No,
Jordan Peterson, what do you do? I know a lot of people struggle with this.
Yeah, no, really, mm-hmm. it's actually makes perfect sense. I mean, you can't argue with these people. Mm-hmm. Everything they say and do is based on emotion.
Yeah.
And emotion and reality are not always the same thing, which they've right. proven easily.
Right.
So why argue? It's just like in a clip I heard where, you know, this woman keeps insisting that men can menstruate.
Yeah, and they can't.
They cannot. Even ChatGPT will tell you no.
Want me to play this? This is actually an interesting discussion between, I think it's a fifth grade teacher, and of course... a woman who says she's a man, right?
And they want to put tampons in the little boy's bathroom.
This is now. So on the heels of coming in after playing Jordan Peterson, you know, what do you do? You know, when you so this is a good discussion amongst two people because he just keeps saying the truth,
yeah.
Whether they want to listen or not. But then I want to get back to the audience and I want to ask them: do they think that's good advice? Because I know a lot of people go, well, then you're just having an echo chamber. Not necessarily. I think after a certain point in time, I don't know whether to keep talking to people that won't listen.
Well,
I don't know.
They're the ones that have the echo chamber.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so listen to this dialogue. It's a minute 40, and it's on a TV show, on a talk show. Here you go.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you
don't
want.
Menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No,
same
they
as
don't.
Non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to
it
cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain
you're,
to me as to why my body menstruated
are,
at some point.
If your chromosomes
then.
Are XX... and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not men.
We're excluding a whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an
the
example
science.
when we've learned sex and gender identity are two very they're completely different things
they're not completely different
they are completely different
completely different words
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
that
distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. People who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all, so that's
You are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not
that
hateful.
Hateful,
that's a fact.
That's a fact, Jack. Bill Murray, that's a fact, Jack.
The entire argument. Yeah, the entire argument ends always with, then you're hateful, you're bad, because you won't go along with us.
Tell me what is a man, but don't refer to science.
Yeah.
Tell me belief in heart. Like what? And then the gentleman says, no, this is the fact about what a man is, over and over again, right? And they don't want to argue the fact. So I know a lot of people out there, and really, this topic, of course, I know it just nauseates people, right? I get that. But what I'm really examining is the conversation between those two people and what they had to kind of go to. It was, no, you're you're talking science. I'm not talking. I'm just talking belief. But I want to say that this is a final summary that science is what I'm saying. So it was a ridiculous conversation. But the guy, the teacher, was right. This is a fact, and this is what a man is. No one's being hateful to you. No one's trying to tell. It's just, we're not going to go along with your illusion. I know a lot of people out there, because I get asked this a lot. It's kind of interesting the last few years. What do you do when you're saying things to people? And it's really hard. I put up a post on Facebook, and I said, I say uncomfortable things. You're not going to die from that. you'll survive it. And you need to listen to uncomfortable things. But you can also say, that's not a fact, or that's a fact, or, you know, what have you. I'm not trying to argue that men do all the biological things of women. That's not what I'm trying to say that makes people uncomfortable. The truth makes people uncomfortable, because it's easier to go along with the crowd and the lies, and most people won't stand up and say, no, that's not true. So when you point out the truth, that can be uncomfortable. That's what I'm talking about. And it is very, very interesting to watch people and what they do with that. They don't know what to do with that. You're not going to die from hearing the truth. And it might be uncomfortable, but you won't die from it. And we need to do that more, right? Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. All righty. Well, I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kay. This is Mike. Hi, Milty.
Hi. What's on your mind? Great
clip. Okay. The two different clips. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the one that, the first one.
Yes. Jordan Peterson.
Played,
yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
I would look at that as someone that you see walking in the store with a mask on. I mean, forget it. Just let them go wear their mask and be safe.
I agree.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. But second, the teacher, Ray, he had a very good point that I really want to just focus in on, and that is, we have got to speak back against this transgender, and we're forced into a corner. We're supposed to acknowledge it, but we can, with love in our heart, and I don't mean that sarcastically,
right.
We can say to these people, no, you're not. If you want to pretend and wear a dress and all that, you can do that yourself, but you're not going to do it to our kids, and I'm not going to play along with, like you said, the illusion.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
I think that's the key thing, is that if we speak back against this, it will push back against it.
Yes,
that's
and for an audience to stay silent while they say boys need tampons is asinine, ridiculous, and we shouldn't put up with that. And I'm so glad that very calmly he just said the truth. It was like, well, this is the science. This is the truth. This is actual
science.
He did. Yeah.
He absolutely did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing I would just say, too, is remember the days, and I know we can all remember when we thought, okay, if we'll just let them just kind of say what they want to say, they'll be fine and they'll be satisfied with that.
Not really.
No, they're going to keep advancing as far as we will allow them.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely. 100%. Thank you for that. Yeah. Really, really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I agree you have to speak the truth, but it makes a big difference on how you do that.
Sure.
That guy was right. Having the X and Y chromosomes is what make you a man. But that's not the thing that makes you menstruate.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find when I talk with people, instead of telling them the truth, I ask them questions.
Mm.
But explain the mechanism of menstruation to me. What is that?
Right.
Oh, it's the shedding of the uterine lining. Does that guy have a uterus? Right?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And when you ask them questions to explain their blue, they can't do it.
Right.
And so you don't go away looking like a hater. You go away making them go,
Yeah. 100%. Thank you for that. Appreciate the call. Love it. Yeah.
And that is great, except for once you start asking those questions, that's when they call you a hater.
And they get more and more upset that you're not going along.
Because they know you're not going along with the program.
The others, whether it's an audience or a few people, see the elevation of the other side and go, oh, I don't want to be a recipient of that.
Right.
I just want to sit here and just know that I know the truth, but I won't say anything. But Mike was right. We need to call out the truth.
Yep.
So was the last caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, my two favorite people.
Aww, how are you?
People realize that when they start having that surgery to reverse whatever they are or change it, that person has to take medication for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And who's going to pay for it?
I know. Well, in the military, you get them to pay for it.
Side effects. So we're going to tear a lot of our children apart.
I know. Their life expectancy goes down. They have health problems the rest of their life. And a lot more trans people are starting to come out and talk about that, years of surgery and what it's done to them. Right? So,
I have gay friends, and they're fantastic. They don't push it on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just lovely people, and they keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to rough our feathers, and I won't let them get to me.
Yes, yes. I agree with you. There is a lot of gaslighting going on right now with this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, you too, behave yourself.
Thanks. You too. Thank you.
You know, and that's the other thing.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the LGBTQ community doesn't go along with this. This is a minority of that group that pushes like this.
I'm with you.
You know, I'm like that too, though.
Yes.
I make sure that everybody I walk up to knows that I'm heterosexual, how often I have sex, where I have sex.
Yeah, it is interesting that there are people out there celebrating a month of sexual preference.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm honoring dads and fathers this month, and it's Father's Day, and mostly just on the day, but, you know, we'll talk about fathers a lot more and the importance of fathers and dads, whatever you want to call them, and how important they are in our lives. Not a sexual preference. I don't care to celebrate a sexual preference or even acknowledge it.
No.
I definitely won't be celebrating, but it's not acknowledged. I can't imagine that's where we're at as a society, but we are. Were children stopped singing the anthem at the Capitol? We'll talk about that. Scott Shera tomorrow on the show talks about his daughter Grace, the hospital that she was in, and the fact that they killed her. And he'll talk about that. Scott Shera will be on the show tomorrow. Peter Glidden, I think, Friday. We have a wonderful woman from China coming on the show Thursday that talked to a school board, and she has some things to say, too, this week. A lot of guests this week and next. The Great Awakening movie is out. That focuses on G. Edward Griffin, who's been on our show probably 5 or 6, 7 times now, maybe 7. I also want to tell you, go to My Liberty Project, mylibertyproject.org, and sign up for the telecall. This is a new sponsor of the show. You can make it a side hustle, or you can make some money, or you can also be on it and do some things that'll get us away from these woke corporations. And I know you want to do something. This is a great way to do it. So you could do either or both. And if you go to mylibertyproject.org, you can sign up. And that's Wednesday night. This Wednesday night is that phone call, June the 7th. And I can't wait to see you on there. I'll be there. And we'll talk about what this new sponsor does. And I think you're going to be greatly interested in it, actually. Let's do a quiet overhaul of how we do things in America. Very, very interesting. MyLibertyProject.org. Be right back. We'll talk about these kids in the Capitol, ivermectin announcement, all kinds of stuff. Be right back. Oh, and the jet crash. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you. Those are the kids singing the anthem at the Capitol. We'll talk about that story. I have Uncle Milty here, and I also just wanted to mention, too, Balance of Nature. If you don't have the product, you really need it. And, you know, taking this every day has been really kind of amazing because you notice the health benefits on the outside. That can tell you a lot about what's going on the inside, too. But I know that people don't understand how nutrition deficit, how many deficits they have in nutrition, deficient, I was going to say. And I implore you to go get the product Balance of Nature. Okay. It's a clean product, no chemicals, nothing added. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You can't get any better than that. There's no other product on earth better than that. Just as far as a food supplement goes, this is an amazing product. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. And I thank you because I need all hands on deck and we need you right now. All right. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right
okay.
ahead.
Okay. I'd like to talk about Peterson's statement. Mm-hmm. Of course, your caller, and you're right. It's a matter of illusion versus reality. Mm-hmm. And three quick points. We have to defend reality. Sure, don't throw our pearls before swine. Mm-hmm. But to do so, we have to defend truth. Truth is a means to reality.
Right.
God's law, what is ethical, what is moral, mm-hmm. is an extremely important element in all this. But the number one most important initial element is reason.
Right.
If we surrender reason, that's what they did in the novel 1984, where the people accepted that war was peace, and mm-hmm. they accepted that tyranny was freedom. They want to move us to a place where we will accept tyranny, and it'll be called freedom, it'll be called justice, and all sorts of things. We cannot give them that territory. We can't surrender that. And my last point here, it's really important, is hate. Hate is okay. I hate
yeah,
Hitler.
We act like,
am I supposed
yeah.
to be condemned for that?
Yeah.
What is an emotion? It is.
Yeah.
It's benign. It doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't violate any mm-hmm. rights. It's when we violate rights that we need to take action. So
right.
if somebody says somebody hates you in an
okay.
argument, a debate,
you'll
say,
survive.
Okay, that's fine. Now let's get back to the facts about what is right here,
right.
what is moral, and what is truth, and what is logical.
Thank you for
so
that.
We have to just put that issue aside and don't mm-hmm. surrender when someone says we're hating. Says,
yes.
okay, that's fine. But
yeah.
then, you know, describe what hate is. All it is emotion. It doesn't hurt anyone.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I totally agree. You'll survive.
No, he's absolutely right.
right.
And
it's
what they've
card.
Done is they've mm-hmm. created a situation where the word hate means something extremely violent.
Yes, and they have to go there because there's nothing else in the argument.
Right.
So if they have to go, they have to go to you're just a hatred, you're full of hatred and you're just a hater. That means they don't have anything else to say. They can't back up what their comments are. And so I think for us, it's like we recognize it as a trump card and go, well, you'll survive if you hear it.
Yeah.
So
I like to, instead of hate, I like to just say, you make me puke.
You make me puke. That's lovely. Thank you. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. We have a lot to share with you in the next segment. Be right back. Hi, guys. It's Kate. Listen, there's something I want to tell you about. This is called MyLibertyProject.org. MyLibertyProject.org. And what I'm doing here is we have a new sponsor coming on to the show. And the sponsor is going to come on in a few weeks, be added in a few weeks. But next week, we're going to do a Zoom call. It's going to be in the evening. It's going to be on next Wednesday night, which is June the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern. And this will be a big, huge Zoom call. I'm interested in having a team of people that want to help, maybe even wanting to do some remote work from home if that's what you're looking for. We're looking for two things. People that want to have like a little side hustle, underemployed, unemployed, whatever. You want a little side hustle. You want to decide if you want to do a couple of hours a day or a week or whatever. Okay, so looking for those individuals. And then also patriots of this country, concerned citizens who want to do something, but they don't know how to help this country right now. And this, what you'll be doing is you'll be talking to other red-pilled patriots just like you and teaching them how to dismantle these woke corporations who are running our country and show people how we can defund them. So this is getting the dollars out of China and basically stopping these woke corporations together. It's a really big idea. This is going to be huge. And please register. Be on the call with me. It's a big deal. There's not too many ideas like this out there. And I'm really excited about this. If we can get a lot of people doing this, this will be so amazing for our country. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do, right? And a lot of people hurting right now financially. So I thought, hey, okay, this is two really cool things that can be happening right now, which I love. So go to mylibertyproject.org. Okay. Put in your info and I will send you a link. And to this call, this amazing call that's happening June the 7th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. And I think hopefully we'll send you out a reminder too. And we'll explain the whole thing and explain the details. But I'm really excited about this and can't wait to see you there. And I would really like for you to be part of this. Okay? MyLibertyProject.org. Thank you. Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now. You guys. Hey, guys. Go to the website. Look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid, naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.
1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure and get over to mypillow.com or mystore.com. Put in the code Kate. It'll help the show, but also you're going to get some great products. Mattress toppers are amazing. They have the 3-inch mattress toppers for a total steal right now. You just use the code Kate and you'll see. Boy, they can make any mattress so comfy again. And then also the sheets and towels and everything else. But if for Father's Day, the slippers, the robes, all kinds of loungewear, you name it. They've got terrific products that last. They have 10-year warranties on them. I mean, honestly, best place to go. MyPillow.com, code word Kate. You'll get up to 90% off. Just listening to those kids. Go ahead.
I have some bad news.
What's that?
I can't come in on Mondays anymore.
Why?
Well, doctors at Belfast Health and Social Care Trust and the Royal College of Surgeons have analyzed data of 10,500 patients, and they now report that deadly heart attacks are more likely to occur on Mondays than any other day of the week.
Wow.
So from now on Mondays, I'm going and sitting in the emergency room all day.
Be very afraid of your Monday. Knew I always hated Monday for a reason. Be very afraid. Good heavens, you guys. There's so much going on. Where do you want to start? So the kids with the Capitol, they went from South Carolina. They were singing at the Capitol, and they sang the anthem. So
yes.
The headlines are kind. They sang the anthem, and they wanted to keep singing. They had some more songs to sing, but they shut them down.
They had a program to do.
Kevin McCarthy invited them, right? And then why did the Capitol Police shut them down?
Anthem and some of the songs they were going to sing would offend people. I know that I'm often offended by the national anthem of Russia.
Yeah. They weren't singing the Chinese. Did the Chinese even have an anthem? It's just silence. So what? Are we asking the question, is it offensive? Are we even asking that?
In the video, there's about 100 people standing and listening.
Yeah, enjoying it.
Yeah.
If you're offended by that, which is really, well, no, it doesn't shock me from the Capitol Police, but if you're offended by that, go. We have other countries. It's not like you're confined here. I can't even imagine even pondering that question, let alone using it as an scapegoat or excuse.
Yeah, but I know lots of people that are offended by the United States that spend their day at the Capitol.
The criminals. Again, we should be offended by them that occupy the seats of the Senate and the whole entire White House. It's ridiculous. It's mind-blowing, I know. Because you think, you've got to be kidding. And also, we'll talk about this a little bit with Pesta, but in California, parents were protesting the LGBT books. We'll talk about that with Pesta in the next hour. But there's so much. Also, the jet crash. There was a jet crash, and immediately I had people texting me. You know, it was a specific Trump donor that lost her family in that, her daughter, the nanny, her grandchild. So sad. And there was a huge sonic boom, and they did admit... what department is it? They did admit that that was coming from the department that shut it down.
Homeland Security?
No, it was Annapolis Office of Emergency Management that the sonic boom was caused by F-16s. They said scrambling to get up there, and the pilot was unresponsive. But immediately people were saying, well, is this a hit on... The only reason I would ever even go that direction, because you can't, anyone that dies, if they're connected to somebody in government, you can't always say it was a hit or, yeah. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to go there too.
Yeah, that only works for the mafia.
Yeah, right? It's so true. But was that person going to be involved in something? Or are they testifying? Is there something going to come of that? You know, then you would look in that direction, but I'm not quite sure what this was. Everybody heard the sonic boom, but immediately there was a rush to say that. I know you guys think, you know, if I'm conspiratorial, I must rush to think everything's a hit. No, I don't actually. I don't think everything's a hit.
Anytime an unresponsive aircraft enters that airspace,
the no-fly zone in D.C.,
they send up fighters to... That
Except
was the
in
big question during 9/11. Why
Except
didn't they send
9/11.
Up fighters?
Because they were sent out on a drill that looks exactly like the 9/11 thing an hour and a half away. For that. Anyway, I guess we could do a whole show about that, but we've done it. So I don't immediately go there unless the person was going to be, you know, there was something that they were going to end up doing. That still could be the case, but those are the questions we should always ask first before we just assume, I would think. You have to bring it up. I also wanted to bring up Walmart Melania in reference to DeSantis's wife, Casey DeSantis, because she wore a leather jacket with woke, a reference to the ridiculous woke leftists on the back of her jacket with the picture of Florida and a gator and a USA in the front of her jacket. It was a black, you know, leather jacket or whatever. And they started this trend. And so it's interesting. They're so full of hate, these people, that they have to go after her and call her Walmart Melania. And that is a very interesting response, given the fact that they did nothing but tear Melania to shreds. So they're actually kind of exalting her into this status and then putting Casey DeSantis down here, which is kind of unusual, don't you think, for mainstream to sort of contradict itself like that. And then pen this, and it's the thing that's trending in Twitter right now. And it's mean and hateful, and it's usually the people that are trying to tell everybody they hate if they don't go along to whatever say, the most hateful. These people this was Daily Beast. Daily Beast coined that term, I think, and now it's trending. And it's really sad because I'd rather talk about DeSantis's career and what he would do as president and if he's bought or not and all of those things than go into this little pocket and say those kinds of things. It's kind of amazing how they are so hypocritical, but I know I don't even have to point it out.
They are hypocritical, but here's an interesting little part of that. The people complaining and using the term Walmart Melania are the same people you see at Walmart in their pajamas.
I know. I mean, if anything, Jill Biden lacks taste and has no class and all those. I mean, I'm just like, if we're going to talk about class and First Lady, but anyway, it is kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? But you don't see us doing that a whole lot. We're not doing that a whole lot. I can make fun of Biden any day of the week because I know he's not the most popular man in history, as they tried to tell us he was and shove that down our throats. We all know that, and he sounds ridiculous. I have a reel of clips making him look like a fool. Their family kind of runs like a mafia, and so we can always have dialogue about that. But when we started off today's show, it was about the dialogue that we have in this country. Should you say things? And Jordan Peterson said, well, don't cast swirls, pearls before swine. I agree with that. But at the same time, I don't want to get to the end of my life and think I didn't do enough to speak about the truth either. That I just sort of went with the crowd I was comfortable in and knew I was comfortable in. I have a hard time going with, well, just stop talking to those people about, I just think you should always be talking about the truth.
Look, the fact is that the silent majority is what brought us to where we are today.
Right.
So let's end that.
And what's sad is that, and this is really my point in this hour too, is that we get to a point where, look at that dialogue between the fifth grade teacher and the trans person. And him trying to say facts, okay? And she's trying to call him a hater because he's trying to say, well, in science, this is a man and this is a woman. That's kind of the end of the story. Like, there's nothing else to add there. You're either a guy or you're a gal. And I love the fact that he just said it. He goes, that's it. He was calm, walked away. I'm glad that he stood up for the truth. And it went viral because he did. And how much more of this could go viral if we did things like this, if we said those kinds of things? It's just that they love to get you into a corner of their little hatred mantra. They love to get you in a corner and shut off the conversation because maybe you might be saying a few many too factual things and just end it with, you're a hater. And it's lazy. It's uneducated. It's agendized. And I think you always have to be right now in this point in history. Can you imagine that we're arguing over that? We're even having a debate, but we are. I think the debate needs to happen.
Well, when we have to quit falling into their traps, you know, like if somebody says, I am a man, but really they're a woman, we have to quit calling him her.
Right.
But we do it.
Yeah, well, yeah,
we're talking about a transgender
woman. They wrap
woman.
It in respectfulness.
Well,
like you're respectful if you call them what they want to be called.
I'm stupid if I call them that.
I'm stupid. I can't identify either. I think there's always a great way to have a conversation. There's always a great way to make sure the message gets heard. And I think you just stick to your ground and you have those conversations.
Yeah.
And then if they don't want to be friends anymore, I guess there's no pearls to swine, you know, to give before the swine, because the swine will leave.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't hang out with a huge amount of liberals in my life. Can you imagine why? Because I have truth Tourette's. I can't not say something, right? And so if I am in an audience of somebody, I will say something if they ask.
Sure. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm surrounded by liberal progressives. They just love me.
They just love you. Oh, goodness. There was also something on, there's something on the CIA I want to share with you tomorrow. But today I want to share this with you. This was this odd new announcement with ivermectin. It was really strange. So I'll play a newsreel from Epic Times. It's 2 minutes long. Here you go. I want to play this for you.
The FDA says that ivermectin does not work against COVID-19, but in order to prove that point, they link to studies which say that it does. Now, that all sounds too ridiculous to be true. Let's go through it point by point. Ivermectin is an FDA-approved drug which is typically prescribed to treat several different types of intestinal parasites. And even before the COVID pandemic, ivermectin was a drug whose use was fairly widespread. It's been administered to quite literally several billion people around the world. In fact, the people who discovered ivermectin, they won the Nobel Prize in Medicine back in the year 2015. And so that's all to say that this discussion is not about some fringe drug that no one's ever heard of before. Ivermectin is established and trusted medicine. However, it is worth noting that despite its widespread use, ivermectin is not approved by the FDA to treat COVID, even though many people use it for that purpose anyway, including many doctors across the whole country who prescribe it to their patients. And so, seeing this widespread and popular drug being prescribed by doctors to treat COVID, well, the FDA decided to put out the statement, the one that's titled, Why You Should Not Use Ivermectin to Treat COVID-19. The FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for use in preventing or treating COVID-19 in humans or animals. Currently available data do not show ivermectin is effective against COVID-19. Then, In that very last sentence, the FDA actually placed a hyperlink. And once you click on it, you're taken to a repository of 89 different studies, all of which relate to ivermectin's effect regarding COVID. And just for your reference, that particular repository is part of a database that's maintained by the U.S. National Library of Medicine. And as you can see, just based on some of the titles of the studies, they really do run the gamut. For instance, ivermectin effect on SARS-CoV-2 replication in patients with COVID-19, ivermectin treatment efficacy in COVID-19 high-risk patients, inhaled ivermectin in COVID-19, ivermectin and nitazoxanide combination therapy for COVID-19, ivermectin nasal spray for COVID-19 patients.
There were a lot of studies, like 89 of them. And there were a lot of, do you guys remember the last 3 years? I know it's a blur and you want to forget about it, but it still existed. And there was a lot of sides when it came to COVID-19. And if you mentioned ivermectin, you were now a Trump, they would put you in this category. You're a Trump-loving, Christian, right, far-right extremist because of a medication that's been around a long time.
Who thinks they're a horse. Yeah.
And ivermectin has really, for me, it has nothing to do with COVID-19 because COVID-19 to me is a label. But if you believe in COVID-19, if you think that it actually existed, the hypocrisy of this whole thing, to say that and then for the FDA to have a hyperlink to 89 studies proving their statement wrong, because their statement was it can't help it. And then here's 89 studies that show that it helps really with cold, flu, you know, all those kinds of things. Because it's grabbing the iron, you know, out of the cell that's making the pathogen grow. That's why ivermectin works. But I play that because we got divided into teams over that drug. And the conversation didn't take place because people were caught up in the tribal aspect of the teams. And they wouldn't even listen. And so then you have the FDA and the CDC contradicting themselves all the time on top of it. This is why to recognize truth and to say, okay, I want to find out about that drug. I want to know why they're saying what they're saying. And then you get to the article and there's the hyperlink right there with the 89 studies showing, yeah, it does work. Is information omitted and hidden from us all the time? Yes. But we're so caught up in teams and party politics that we, you know, oh, if a person on the right likes that, then I can't, you know, it's only because they're stupid. No. It's a great drug. Helps a lot of people. Helped my husband.
Along those same lines, it's interesting that the Johnson & Johnson supposed vaccine is no longer available in the United States. Mm. But it was the only one that was not an mRNA vaccine.
Very interesting. You know, there's so much out there. And if we're letting party politics decide it, and if we're shutting down conversations and we're being silent, we're not speaking up, then I guess we deserve what we get, right? But we've got to have conversations about things so we can learn about things. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. Go to mylibertyproject.org and sign up, and we'll give you a link for Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern, and it's a new sponsor of the show, and you can even make it a side hustle if you want, and there's all kinds of ways to stop these woke companies. And so I like this. I think it's great. Go to mylibertyproject.org so you can be on this call. This is in a couple of days on Wednesday night, June the 7th. Yeah, June the 7th. Sorry if we're on a rerun. So, there's so much to say and so little time to do it. Where do we start? There's so much today that's going on in the headlines, but I think, you know, it's really about having the conversations with people and making some headway. And I promise there's a lot of headway being made. There's a lot of people knowing that things aren't right and wondering why, and truth resonates. So I hope you guys continue to have those conversations. Maybe choose the way you have them, but have them. I just don't want to be silent when it comes to stuff like this. Not right now. Do you, Milty?
Nope.
I just don't want to be silent.
I don't.
It really, and I don't think, well, we'll talk about the parents too. I mean, the parents tried everything in North Hollywood before they went protested at the school. They tried to have meetings with the school. They tried everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the other side sent some provocateurs down too. Because that's how they operate. It's how they work. It's how BLM operates, whatever. But these parents were just honestly thinking, stop the madness. We don't want this stuff around the kids and the LGBT books and stuff. And they just didn't want it around their children. And I know why. But I also think you have to get your kids out of public school, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but these parents are honestly trying. And so I don't want them to ever stop trying. We need to stand up for our kids.
Yeah. You'll know when mm-hmm. I decide to be silent.
What?
I won't be
you,
here.
I was going to say, you probably won't be around anymore. That's the truth. Yeah, there's just a lot right now. And I always go to the headlines, too, and never just read the headline. Always go in and read up. Somebody was asking me about news the other day, and I don't go to the headlines. I actually go more to analysis of what's happening by people, and way more so than just going to news articles. A lot of people that do shows and the news itself, they go to other articles instead of analysis. And I like analysis better. It helps you to think a little bit more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. That's interesting that you would say what you just barely said, because on that little clip you played about, ivermectin, we didn't ever get to that point. That fellow listed off a bunch of studies, but nobody, including you, mm-hmm. mentioned recently what the results of those studies were. The titles mean nothing. Now, those titles that were read off were what they were looking for. Did they find it, effectiveness, or did they not? He didn't say in that 2 minutes, and neither did you. So have you pursued that? Did you look at those studies? Did you see the summaries and find out?
Well, the conclusion has been that ivermectin is not only safe, it actually helped my husband and saved his life too. So I actually have ample.
Okay, but
yeah. And the studies themselves, the reason that he was talking about this was he was citing that these 89 studies were out there and talking about it.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. He said in that clip that it showed that ivermectin was effective.
Yes.
So, I'm losing part. You're coming in and out a little bit. I understand what you're trying to say there, but he did not give the results of any of those studies.
I just played a snippet
of
that.
He made a blanket statement.
No, I actually just played a snippet of that clip to show. But I'll
have
the entire clip. I can put that up for people to peruse, too.
Well, no, put up enough so that I can look them up.
Sure.
I want to get the names of those again and find out, because the information given mm-hmm. in the 2 minutes and your commentary following said nothing really about the individual results of any given study, and I'd like to know more about it.
You bet. Okay, thank you for that. Because we're coming up on time, I actually know a person in the medical field that took all of those 89 studies, or I think it was just over 80 studies that he used, sent them to all the doctors that he knew, and the doctors would not even read them. And they did conclude that ivermectin was the actual drug that they got the Nobel Prize for. It actually came to those conclusions. I will put the whole entire clip up on SoundCloud today so you can listen to it. But yes, it did prove effective. And I'll also put the document up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, and we certainly don't have time on the show to go through 89 studies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But it is. And the reason that this person in the medical field sent doctors all those studies was because they did conclude that they were effective, worked, and everything else. Or otherwise, he wouldn't have sent them. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show with Dr. Duke Pesta. You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, choffy.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code KATE, K Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Chaffee is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to chaffee.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out. Put in the code KATE.